Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. As we continue our journey through Advent, our readings today are taken from Isaiah 7 verses 10 to 16 and Matthew 1 verses 18 to 25. The talk is by Nick Tall, lay reader at St. James, entitled His Name is Jesus.
Our Old Testament reading is taken from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7 and beginning to read at verse 10. These words Isaiah said to King Ahaz, who was the king of Judah. He was of David's line, but sadly, he was one of the wicked kings. The Lord sent another message to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from deep in the world of the dead or from high up in heaven. Ahaz answered, I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test. To that Isaiah replied, Listen now, descendants of King David. It's bad enough for you to wear out the patience of men. Must you wear out God's patience too? Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. By the time he is old enough to make his own decisions, people will be drinking milk and eating honey. Even before that time comes, the lands of those two kings who terrify you will be deserted. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it's only a week to go until the big day itself. Only seven more sleeps. Are you as excited as I am? Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. Well, we've got our carol service later on today, and I'm really looking forward to it. I see the candles are already on the pillars. If you've not been to a St. James carol service before, I highly recommend it. It's absolutely lovely. But I thought for this morning, with two services in one day, I would go for a really, really short sermon, because you can only pack so much religion into one Sunday. I thought I'd do that as an early Christmas present for you. I mean, Christmas. I mean, don't you just love it? Singing carols and giving presents and Christmas lights. Eating your own body weight in chocolate. The belief that an overweight elderly gentleman in a red coat and with a big bushy beard is going to break into your house and leave you some toys. Which he will. That's what Father Christmas does. Then there's Brussels sprouts and mince pies, sort of food that you would never dream of eating outside December, but you will at Christmas because it's Christmas. What a fantastic time of the year. Now, what it all has to do with the birth of Jesus all those years ago, well, it's not immediately obvious, is it? I mean, why do we celebrate the birth of the Son of God by putting a plastic tree in our living room and then going covering it in shiny things? The link is not immediately obvious. Now, over the years, Christmas has gathered so many layers of tradition that the festival just wouldn't be the same without them. But these traditions, well, I like to see them as just being packaging for the deep truth of Christmas. They're a bit like wrapping paper. Wrapping paper adds some colour, some suspense. It brightens things up, it makes them a bit more special, it gets some excitement. But wrapping paper is only temporary. It's the gift inside that matters. Now, I imagine that some of you may at some point have bought a Christmas present for a really small child, say a one-year-old, maybe a child of your own, or a niece or a nephew, a grandchild, godchild, whatever. And you'll have thought, I'm going to give a real lot of thought to this present, to this new young person. And then the time comes and you hand the present over and the gift is unwrapped and the toy comes out of its box and the toddler beams an angelic smile. And then they play happily all day long with the box and with the wrapping paper that makes a nice crinkly noise. And the real gift that you gave so much thought to is ignored. I do wonder if God sometimes feels that we play with the wrapping paper of Christmas and we leave the gift on one side. Because the real gift of Christmas, of course, is Jesus, the Prince of Peace, God's love made incarnate in human form. And it's a gift that says that at the heart of it all, there is a declaration that in Jesus, there is someone who is both fully God and fully human. And therefore, the nature of God is found in earthy, grounded, human vulnerability. And for us, that gift is a sign that being fully human is something that God has hallowed. And God, through Jesus, knows what it is that we face in life, participates in it, and is with us always. Now, I say it's okay to enjoy the trimmings and traditions of Christmas, not that you need my permission. So savor the packaging that surrounds Christmas. Enjoy all the colour that it brings. I mean, goodness knows, after everything that's happened in 2022, we probably deserve a bit of sparkle and cheer to round the year off. But as we do, let's make sure that we don't overlook Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us, the real gift at the heart of the present. And when the packaging of Christmas is all cleared away and the wrapping paper's been tidied up and the decorations have been put back in the loft, don't pack away the gift of Jesus with them. Jesus, the light of the world, is a gift for everyday use, not just a seasonal present. I want to show you something. See what this is? Do you know what this is? It's a penknife, that's right. This is one of the best Christmas presents I've ever been given, some years ago now. and it's incredibly useful. It's the knife on it. If I go to the allotment or the garden, always a use for that. It's got a couple of screwdrivers in it. You never know when you need that. There's even a pair of tweezers where I once took a splinter out of a child's hand in a playground. I felt very, very important when I did that. It comes in useful in so many situations, so much so that when I leave the house, I check I've got my wallet, that thing, you know, you pat your pockets, check I've got my keys, check I've got my penknife, because there's always situations where it comes in useful. It's a really good gift. It wasn't just exciting on the day. It's something that has continued use all the time, so I keep it with me. And that gift of Jesus is the same. A gift to take with you wherever you go. Always useful. Always needed. So when you leave the house, check you've got your house keys, pat your pocket, check you've got your purse, and remember that you've got Jesus with you wherever you go. Jesus is light when times are dark, peace in times of trouble, and a friend to share life's journey. And like the best gifts, he's not just there for Christmas, he is there for life. So that's all I have to say today. I told you I'd keep it short and sweet. And so I just want to finish by saying, may the light of the Christ child be with you and those who you love this Christmas and evermore. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.